Devotional Just in Time, Job chapter 11, verse 15. Serious, learning to let go of what is past. A willing and available heart. Today begins a new day, and as the Bible says, as long as there is life, there is hope. Today I want you to join me to continue the series, Learning to Let Go of What Happened. Today we will talk about the importance of being willing and available from the heart. But first, I want to tell you that I am from this beautiful land of Rio Negro, Antioquia, and I want to extend a great invitation for Sunday, July the 10th at 9 a.m. I will be with my wife and a team of the church Calla in the Trip Hotel in Medellin. I will be there sharing the Word of God, and I would like to meet you. If you want to attend, the entrance is completely free, only that we will ask for your information so you can reserve your place. You can write to WhatsApp number 300-8710569. I hope to see you there if you are in Medellin and its surroundings. I invite you to join me to read there in the Bible, in the book of Job, in chapter 11, from verse 15 on. I want to take this word as a reference to talk to you about today's point. It will be a simple word, and I hope with God's help that we can all receive it, understand it, and put it into an action, because that is what will make the difference. Job chapter 11, from verse 15 onwards, is a promise of God that comes as a result of something that we have to do. I want to make something very clear. There are promises of God that will be fulfilled no matter what. There are other promises of God that are conditional. They are conditional to something that we have to do. That is, they will come as a result of. This is the promise of God. They will come as a result of. This is one of those promises that are a consequence of the good decision we made from the heart. Do you have it to read it with me? Let's pay attention to what the Word of God says. Then you will lift up your face clean from stain, and you will be strong, and you will fear nothing, and you will forget your misery, or you will remember it as waters that have passed by. Life will be clearer to you than noon. Even if it gets dark, it will be like the morning. You will have confidence because there is hope. You will look around and you will sleep safely. You will lie down and there will be no one frightening you. And many will beg for your favor. But the eyes of the wicked will be consumed, and they will have no refuge. And their hope will be to give their last breath. Would you lie your house to be a blessing? Would you lie to be able to forget what happened? Or that if you remember it, you remember it as the waters that have already passed by. That is to say, you have the capacity to understand that it is something that will not be a burden to you, and that if you remember it, you remember it to give thanks to God, to tell as a testimony how the Lord kept your life and how God operated in you to get you out of that complicated situation. Would you like your life to be clearer than noon, that everything you did would be a blessing, that you prosper in everything you do, that when you walk, you are safe, that you can go out and come in with confidence because you know that God is with you? To have that confidence because there is hope, that you can go to bed and no one will frighten you from your sleep, and that many will plead for your favor? Who would not like that? That there is peace in your heart, that you have security because you are confident in the Lord. That is wonderful, isn't it? But to get to the point, we have to take into account the importance of letting go of what happened, to stop living anchored in the past and place our eyes on Christ, which is where we should be aiming, because that is where the eternal purpose for us is, so that we do not remain anchored in what happened. Now, maybe you will tell me, Pastor, but what happened was good. Even if it was good, usually when we walk or when we talk about the past, we talk about things that were not good. But what happens when what we live in the past was good? Is it wrong to remain anchored there? Of course it is. Do you know why? Because God says that He renews His mercies every day. God makes everything beautiful in His time. And maybe the good that was yesterday was planned for yesterday. It was planned for that moment. It was not planned for today, because for today God has something new. And if you replace the new of today for the good that was yesterday, You will be missing the abundance of the good that was yesterday. You will be missing today's abundance that God prepared for you. When God's good comes, enjoy it at the time and do not save for the next day, because the next day God will surprise you with something better. That is a principle that we must always be clear about. Because when we save for the next day, it is because the thought comes to us. And who knows if tomorrow things will change and we will not do well. But then it is the lack of hope, of security, of confidence that it is God who is supplying you. It is not you, it is God. If you depend on man, he will tell you, save for this and for the next week and for the next year. But when it comes to God, you must have the confidence that the same one who tested you today is the same one who provides you tomorrow, and that every day makes everything beautiful in its time. But to get to the point, we need to learn to let go of what happened. And that is a big question. How do I let go of what happened? We have all heard about Job's trial, how he lost everything. He was alone, and besides being alone, ruined with an enzyme disease called leprosy. He had three friends who had him in high esteem. They approached him and they could not understand how a man who was doing things right before God was experiencing such a great calamity. So they began to search if Job had sinned, because they did not understand how he could have sinned. There are certain questions that will happen in certain moments of life that we will not find an answer for, nor try to solve them, when it is God who has that answer, and only God knows why and what he is allowing it for. Let us never go beyond the limit by putting words in God's mouth that God has never said, nor by keeping thoughts in our mind that God never put there. But that is a product of our imagination and our own interpretation of God's word, when it is not what God really wants to teach. So these guys started to reproach Job. They were telling him, you had to have done something for you to be living what you are living. Now, Job was trying to defend himself. They did not understand what was going on. But if it is something for sure, what they mention here in this chapter 11, it is so important. If we really listen well, if we really want to let go of the past, we really want to be free and move forward towards the new that God has for us without any kind of prejudice. And I mention this because sometimes when we have prejudices in our mind, everything that happens to us, we find an answer. And the answer is not as God wants. It is not as God intended. It is not what God allowed it for. But it is an answer that fits the preconceived idea that we already have in our mind. And this is important, that we empty our mind and our heart. So the first point to move forward and learn to let go of what happened is a willing heart. That's why in Job chapter 11, verse 13, look what it says. If you allow for your heart to, that is the first part of verse 13. If you allow for your heart to, in the New Living Translation it says, if only you will prepare your heart to allow for your heart is important for God, for what God wants to do in our life. I was explaining to you, starting this series, through an illustration, and I used the example of a house. God comes to our house and tells us, I can change your house, but I need to come in and show you how to do it. It is up to us to decide if we leave him standing at the door or allow him to go inside. The first step is to attend him and let him pass. That is to be willing. That is to go after him. I arrange my house for Jesus to enter, and after arranging my house, I make myself available to be subject to what he wants me to do. And there, fulfill these two steps, willing and available. I open my heart as that house for him to enter to arrange everything completely. Because we may think that we are doing well, because maybe in the economic part we are doing well, right? In some relationships we are, but you know that there is something wrong. You know that there is something that is not right, and no matter how much you try to avoid thinking about it, or occupy yourself, there will come a time when your willpower will break and you will succumb. You will fall in front of that complicated situation that you have not let go of because you have marked your heart there. And I can talk about resentments, I can talk about bitterness, I can talk about situations that you have not been able to let go of, people that you have not been able to forget or that you have not really let go of. And now in your relationship, it seems that everything is repeating itself. It is a deja vu. But it is not like that. There are simple, small wounds there that if they are touched, they will hurt. And even if you try to fool yourself, trying to convince yourself that it doesn't hurt, that it is something normal. It will hurt and it will bother you. The problem of this is that the pain will be so strong at some point that we will explode like a pressure cooker and we will damage much more the others and ourselves too. For that reason, if we do not have a willing heart, nothing is going to happen. Nothing happens if Jesus is at the door, knocks on your door and tells you, I have the solution for your life. I want to teach you to erase, to remove the old things from you. Because in fact, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away and all things have become new. But how do I make it happen? It is God in your life, healing your heart, that can be, that it can happen and that you can remember it. As waters that passed, as something that happened in your life, but you still understood that it was for good. Even though at the time it was happening, it did not seem. Only Jesus can do it, but he cannot do it from the outside. It is not a matter of, give me the instructions and I will do it in there. No, he has to come in and have absolute control of everything in you. Many confess Jesus as their Savior, and that is good, but few are willing and available for Jesus to be their Lord. We are so used to have control of things. We are so used to having control of everything that whatever God wants to have it, we take it away. If you don't open your heart and are available for God, the process cannot be completed. You will live fighting all your life with that past. You will carry the burden on your shoulders, and even if you ask God to help you, you will not allow it. Your soul will refuse to help from the Lord because you have not allowed your heart. Suddenly, you will say, but I have already opened my heart to Jesus. He is already inside me, but you are still in control. So whether Jesus is at the door or inside is the same thing because you are still deciding, Pastor, and how do I surrender my heart? The first step is to let him in, have a sincere heart, and seek his help. To allow for the heart to receive it is to allow ourselves to seek God's help and to surrender everything to him, so that when he speaks to us and directs us, we can be obedient to his will, to what he wants us to do. Even if it doesn't seem right at the moment, even if we do not understand it or think it is not the right thing to do, if it comes from God, yes it is. And bear the fruit that God desires, because God loves you. He is your Father. If you accept him as a father, and as a father he wants the best for his children, do you want to let go of the past? Do you want to be open to the newness of God? Do you want to enjoy the life that God gives? Then open your heart to him. If you make your heart available, remember these two words, willing and available. That is the secret. You can be willing and not available, and you can be available and not be willing. Then it doesn't work like that. Your heart must be willing and available to follow Christ. Listen to me well. It is not just a matter of saying, I believe in God, but I keep on doing what I believe in him. I believe in God, but I keep doing what I think is convenient. It is to be willing to follow Christ, to become a disciple of him and to let him heal the wounds of my heart. That is the first step. Because in the end, we are the product of what is in our heart. There is nothing else we can invent. We are the result of the nature we carry, and only God can change us. Let's pray. Father, in your hands I put this day and each person that is receiving this word. We know, Lord, that it is simple, but sometimes it is complicated to live by so many arguments that we have in our mind, by perhaps the fear of not knowing what will come, and to put it at God's disposal. But help us to have the confidence to be able to wait and know that if you are in control, everything will be fine. Maybe at some point it is going to hurt. Maybe at some point, Lord, we will be uncomfortable. But it is necessary. It is necessary. Help us to understand the blessing of having a willing and available heart for you, and take that first step that you enter into it and take absolute control, so we can learn to let go of what happened. Because when we let go, you grab. But if we grab, you let go. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, your pastor Elias Hoyos has spoken to you. I want to remind you that God always comes just in time. Do not forget to enter YouTube. Look for devotionals just in time. Click on subscribe and click on the little bell. And give like to this devotional so it can be shared with many more. I invite you to follow me on social networks, on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find me as Pastor Elias HC. And I invite you to visit on Instagram our new page, Devotionals Just in Time. A big hug, blessings.